previously on New Crits on the Block.
So with all of you kind of going through these time phases that never existed but happened at the same time, you all warp back into reality as you all like kind of land onto grass. As you look up, and Ulrich Brightwater is standing in front of you.
Well, seems like we killed a Titan today.
Ulrich Brightwater is standing in front of you, in front of the tent that seems like it's on the side of a forest. He approaches all of you after you just landed in front of him.
Well,
Catan flinches. You just, last time I saw you, you punched me.
Eowyn punches him twice.
Wait, who?
I do. Two for flinching.
No. Who did you punch? Oh.
Catan.
Make an attack roll.
I don't have to. My father said he was proud of me.
Okay, so none of us know what happened. So I would like to point out that Eowyn has suddenly, out of nowhere, started talking about how proud his dead father was of him, who he murdered.
After punching you twice. That's right.
What?
Two for flinching. Papa's rules.
I blocked.
No,
it, so
not
he
about
only
the
takes
flinching.
Half,
about
half
your
damage.
Father.
What about him?
Why are you talking about your father?
Oh, you're gonna tell me all of you didn't have a conversation about someone who's gone in your life, really? And he looks around the entire group.
I did.
Yeah.
He raises her hand.
I know how this type of thing goes, all right?
Did we all have visions?
Yes.
Yes, clearly.
Catan debates whether or not he should tell everyone that the gods are going to leave the earth.
Yeah, because that's one thing we don't know.
Like, Catan's wasn't so much your daddy's proud of you. Catan's was like, hey, heads up, world. Yeah, I spoke to my father, too. He is also proud of me.
Really? After you let him die?
Jesus Christ.
You couldn't even keep that straight.
At least I didn't do that.
Yep.
I mean, at least my aunt was the one who made me do it, so. He said, from your father, I'm allowed to punch you twice when you flinch.
Yeah, you got it. One, daddy's proud of me.
Yes.
Totally had a conversation with my daddy.
All right, good, great. Me too. Wasn't it nice?
Sure was.
Didn't really come full circle and like, heal a lot of wounds.
Yep.
Cool. I love it. Anyways, two flinching. Pop pop.
Pop pop.
Pop pop.
Sorry, not like pop pop, like dad. It was more of like a
pop pop.
Anyways, you know what I meant. Anyways,
from
so, sorry. But also a little pop pop from pop pop, you know. Anyways,
a little maybe pop-pop from pop-pop.
You were gonna say something.
I didn't talk to my daddy, because he's still alive.
Well, he's still alive.
Oh,
to my knowledge.
Fucking rub it in.
I hope.
I still have a dad.
Oh wait, mine's still alive too. Never mind.
Yeah, hey, yours is too. Me and Catan are the sad boys over here. Right, Catan, and then after punching, I'm standing next to you, like
put your arm around
in
him.
Unison with you. Yeah, right, bud.
Dead Dad Brigade.
The Dead Dad Brigade.
The Dad.
The DDB.
Yeah, actually, in hindsight, I don't know why I didn't think about bringing this up. No, I didn't talk to my father. We didn't have any unresolved issues. We were fine.
But good for you, I guess.
Yeah.
Such a weird way to say yeah.
Yeah.
He's a valley girl, okay?
The gods are going to leave the planet.
Huh?
What?
The gods are going to leave the planet. Or plane of existence, or however the fucking system works.
Wait, how does that work?
What is, yeah, now what, when you say the gods are going to leave the this existence, what do you mean when you say that?
Yeah, explain.
Okay. So, we know that the Titans birthed the gods.
Mm-hmm.
We're killing the Titans. So now all that will be left is the gods. However, I spoke to Sonare, and she kind of sort of dropped a bomb on me that I hate to now drop on you, but I suppose I don't have much other choice. And she informed me that when this is all over, they're going to leave.
And that's bad because...
people won't have gods.
And that's bad because...
people rely on gods.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to be that guy, but maybe we're the gods now?
Of course.
You're
of course
insane.
You'd say that.
No, of course we're you'd say not. That.
What? I can turn into wind itself.
Catan puts his hand on...
can turn into fire. Leaf, you can turn into the earth. Catan, I'm still not quite sure what you can do exactly. we haven't quite figured that out.
Except
you can
be
do
annoying.
Those things.
Catan is once again holding a glass of water. Dipping his finger inside of it.
Really good.
Catan.
I'm just saying, are we the ghosts now? I don't want the mat. I don't want that. But
what did she say? What did she say? Exactly.
Okay, well, I have to pull up the recording, which we don't have. Because I'm not great at taking notes.
Stenographer!
You have a stenographer,
by the way. We should. We do.
That would be
useful.
We
need a new one.
Essentially, what she said was that this world didn't need gods anymore, and that people needed to be free to choose their own futures and no longer be directed by fate. And so there was no way for them to be present in this world without having fate and the inability for us to choose our own futures. And so they were going to leave, like not be here anymore. Like, you think having daddy issues is a bad thing? Try having, like, I don't know, the daddy issues. They're going to go away.
But she said that that's what is supposed to happen. That people need to choose their own fate.
Yes, and maybe ultimately it will or will not be a good decision. I don't know. It's not like I'm going to tell them not to. I don't have any influence over, you know, the entire pantheon of gods that exists in this universe and what they decide to do. My concern is that people on this planet rely on gods. There are entire buildings and religions and structures devoted to them, and they're all going to just go. So, good news, guys. When this is all over, it's not over. There's going to be a whole new f-ing problem for us to deal with.
Or that sort of sounds like, yeah, not our problem.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, me. No, you. I don't know.
What makes you think I'm going to deal with that problem, Catan?
The people of Avelios worship a god.
Yeah, me.
No, but for real. Do you guys actually, like, have some elven, wood elf, god, wind, tree person that you pray or worship to?
Well, we have our old, like, folk hero. Old Hunty Man.
You don't know.
You
don't know, do you?
Old
Hunting Man was the greatest hunter of all time. And he, when he chased his prey into the middle of the forest, that is where he found the perfect spot for Avelio. So really, Old Hunting Man is the epicenter of what has turned into Avelios at the time. So Yeah, I guess you could say we worship a god, even though we don't need to worship some stupid entity that we don't see. We have old Hunty Man to fall back on.
Mid-conversation, Catan looks at Ulrich and just goes, do they have a god that they worship? I don't think he knows.
Why would I know about a hidden place?
You were like the king's like advisor. You don't know about other religions and cultures and...
Well, not one that didn't really want us there. No.
Okay, listen. Point is, a lot of people out there rely on their belief system and it's going to get shattered.
I can't imagine a world where old Hunty Man was debunked. You're right.
So what do you propose we do then, Catan?
Oh, I don't know. Go save the world from catching on fire or freezing over or both at the same time and then have this inevitable thing happen anyway and have it completely blow up in our faces.
Okay, but did you ask them nicely to stay? Did you even try
maybe
that?
Maybe we just convince them to stay.
I wouldn't say it was asked nicely.
Did you say anything to the opposite of what they were saying? Or did you just go along with it? Really, what did you say?
Something along the lines of, this is a terrible decision, please don't go.
That sounds very beta to me.
Did you?
Oh, Jesus.
Did you say very
did
beta?
Did you cry while you said it? That usually works for me.
I did not cry.
Should have tried that.
How beta of you.
We didn't try everything. That's a very alpha move, is to cry when you want
it
what
is,
you want.
It is.
You
it
get
is.
What you want every time. Don't laugh so hard at that, Brian. Don't snort at it knowingly.
I didn't snort. I farted. It's different.
Oh, okay. I'll take that step.
How alpha of you, Brian. Now, that's true. Because you fart when they said that?
Well, like, never heard someone,
go, oh, yep.
Someone fart disapprovingly.
Disapprovingly.
I didn't know that was an
option. That's what the subtitles say on Netflix. Farting
disapprovingly. I haven't read that fantasy novel
farts
yet.
Farts disapprovingly.
Pretty sad farts. No, disappointing farts.
Oh, Lord. Well, did you try any of those?
Well, I'm waiting.
I've definitely farted disapprovingly before. It works.
So, Catan, we'll take that as a no.
I don't know.
So you don't know if you tried it farting?
He would. Here's the thing, gang. He would know if he farted disapprovingly. So that's a no.
That's true.
No, when I fart, it like echoes in my armor. It's a bit of an issue. Listen. Ulrich, where the fuck are we? Could we just jump out of a portal and he's here? Like, on a map.
On a map? You are at the base of Mount Hooten now.
Oh, shit. We're here. Okay.
Oh, I've always wanted to visit here.
It's on my bucket list.
I've heard
great
things.
Damn it, I was about to say that. Like, bucket list. Check.
Check.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so... Ulrich, we have a lot to catch you up on. I tell him everything?
I feel like he knows everything.
Apparently he doesn't know what gods you worship, so...
Well, that's my personal business.
He would not know about the whole Philippa situation, as far as that goes.
Understandable. I tell him about that.
Well. So what you're saying is... The journey I sent you on originally was actually a mistake, and I fucked up again.
Oh, no, you didn't fuck up.
Okay, thank God.
No, we fucked up. Oh, and I should probably also remind everyone, just in case we've forgotten, Philippa has a little brother who is probably not going to be particularly thrilled about the situation that she has found herself in, or maybe he might join her.
I gotta be honest with you, Catan. Didn't think about that till right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Oh, yeah.
Ulrich kind of as well.
We also haven't addressed the fact that we haven't seen the Dragonborn that they charmed. We're really fucked.
Of Leland, right now, good thing you are here. Right now, they are facing off against a creature.
him and Lorelai are trying to pave the way for you four to, get up to Fuma and kill him. Things haven't been great on this front. We've had a lot of people slowly trickle in. Catan, thank you for sending a letter to your paladin order. They have been of great help, the clerics and the paladins, been providing much needed aid to us currently. The battle has been going. It's definitely going. So far, we've made it about halfway up the mountain. Lot of deaths, sacrifices have been made to make that progress. And right now we are at an impasse. We have to get across a bridge. That is the only way over a crevice that was created from the volcano. And now the creature that Leland and Lorelai are facing off is kind of blocking that route. So, I know you guys just got here. I'm assuming by the looks of it that you might need to take a moment to gather yourselves, maybe have a bit of a nap. But Leland and Lorelai have been fighting this creature for about a day and a half. Ulrich kind of walks you guys into the tent where you see like a map of the mountain and a bunch of like chess pieces laid out, identifying the battles that are happening. So you could go through the pass and kind of wage your way through all of the small skirmishes that are happening. But if you are up to a little hike, you can, we have secured a route for you all that gets you up to Leland and Lorelai rather quickly. It was not easy to get this route, but we did it.
So why wouldn't we do it, I guess? What is-
I don't know.
Okay. Let's not do it, so just to make
I
it.
I realized that I was posing that as a question rather than a, you are going to do this.
Okay, good.
I'm not
hearing
smart.
Any drawbacks here. Thank you for all your hard work. We will take the easy route, please.
I just wanted some appreciation.
I thank you.
I'm out there fighting, but
yes,
I planned
it. Can I give it to you?
Okay, so you all gather yourselves and prepare for the upcoming battles. I did want to give you guys a few things. Ulrich opens a chest and says, so it's not much, but we figured it's better than nothing. So I have four potions as he produces these very intricate vials that have like gold inlay on them and like a diamond on the center with this like red substance inside. These are four supreme healing potions, one for each of you. And then for you guys, these do 10d4 plus 20. So each one of you guys get one of these.
This is a supreme healing potion.
Yes.
Okay. I prefer my supreme healing potions without tomatoes. Taco Supreme.
Ah.
Yes, back to Taco Bell.
Okay. Got that, Jake?
Yeah, I got it.
As I said that out loud, I thought to myself, nobody is going to know where I'm going with this.
No, it wasn't great.
No, it wasn't.
Did we talk about Taco Bell in this episode? Was that last? That was last
episode.
Keep it current with the episodes, Ben. Jesus.
We spent a pretty penny on these, but we figured these could come in handy for the fights that will be occurring on our journey up the mountain.
And Ulrich, how long do you believe it would take for us to get up the mountain?
To where Leland and Lorelei are, just a few hours, but to the top of the mountain, based off of how things have been going, maybe a day or two, depending, but we haven't really had anyone of your caliber up there. I've had to take more of a supportive role, making sure that we can get supplies to where we need them.
I don't have any other questions. It sounds like everything is in hand. You've just essentially been needing us.
Yes, pretty much. That's been the gist of it. We've been waiting a few days, but I know you've been on an important mission yourselves, which sound like it went
okay. It went. It went.
Just it went.
Lead the way.
Let's go.
Well, I actually won't be leading the way. But there are guards along the path because we've had to maintain the road up there. So if you just go out of the tent and follow our guards, they will show you the way up the mountain.
Okay. I suppose we do that.
Okay, so you walk out of the tent and start to make your way towards the mountain. The mountain rises from the earth, its towering peaks cloaked in a veil of smoke and ash, remnants of a recent volcanic eruption that has left its mark on the landscape. Lava flows streak down the mountainside, leaving trails of molten rock in their wake, while plumes of steam rise from the fissures in the ground. The air is heavy with the scent of sulfur, with distant rumble of cascading debris and the occasional roar of erupting magma. Despite the recent devastation, the path remains a crucial thoroughway, now transformed into a battleground, where you can see opposing forces clashing amidst the chaos of nature's fury. Along the winding trail that ascends the mountainside, you can see soldiers engaging in fierce combat, their weapons clashing amidst the backdrop of smoldering craters and charred vegetation. The ground trembles beneath your feet, threatened by the ever-present danger of shifting terrain and sudden eruptions. As you traverse this treacherous path, you bear witness to the spectacle of war unfolding before you. Warriors clad in armor of blackened steel clash with their foes. These abyssal creatures with flames streaking off of their back. You can see spells of fire and ice light up the sky, casting an eerie shadow against the scorched earth, while cries of battle echo off the rocky cliffs. Despite all this chaos and destruction, all of you feel the sense of determination rising amongst each one of you. Each step forward is a testament to the resilience and unwavering resolve of the men and women in front of you. Amidst this turmoil, you all press on. The final battle, intertwined with the unfolding drama of war upon the volcanic slopes of Mount Hootenau. As you're led through these battles, the guards that are leading you weave you between camps
avoiding these little mini skirmishes that are happening. You start to reach a spot where the path kind of plateaus and flattens out. As you get to this plateau, you see a yawning abyss in front of you, where the jagged edges of the mountain meet the chasm's gaping maw. A stone bridge spans the gaping void, but before the bridge, where the sheer drop plunges into darkness below, a scene of epic conflict unfolds.
A massive creature.
Hey, there it is.
Hey, old Jake's back, baby.
Born of the abyss itself, looms over the narrow path. Its colossal form wreathed in shadow and malevolent energy. Its eyes gleam with an unworldly light, and its twisted, gnarled limbs lash out with deadly force. This abyssal horror, a living embodiment of the mountain's wrath, stands as a fearsome guardian, barring passage to any that dare pass. Before this creature, you see two figures standing defiant. You see Leland, spear in one hand, a shattered shield in the other, his body scarred with burn marks, as you see him flick the tap off of a potion and pound it down as he tosses it to the ground, it shattering on the floor as he runs back in towards the abyssal creature, trying to get another strike on it. You see Lorelei dodging fireballs left and right as she lets loose arrows at its face with pinpoint accuracy. The clash of steel echoes off the rocky cliffs, each strike met with a fierce counterattack from the creature, threatening to overwhelm them at a moment's notice. You guys see the scene unfolding in front of you. Let us go ahead and roll for initiative.
I don't know. Seems like they got it. I'm just going to watch.
Yeah, I'm good.
So we'll go around the table real quick. We'll start with Catan. What'd you get?
Catan got a 4.
Nice.
Borel.
Borel got an 11.
Ooh. Okay, so not good rolls so far. Leaf, better?
Leaf did a great job because she got a 12.
Okay, so highest so far. Still not great. Awen.
Well, thank God for A1. He rolled a 13, but has a plus 10, so 23 total.
A plus 10? How is that possible, A1?
I have alert. I don't know if you knew this.
Oh, yes, of course.
Not many did.
Including me.
I just love how you're like, I never did that. And I'm like, we have it on tape.
Oh, whatever, dude. It's deepfaked.
On tape.
On tape.
Tape.
Actually, that's the only thing you can trust now. Now that digital can be so easily manipulated.
Analog.
It's true, actually.
Yeah, we're going to have to go back to analog just because it's like, I can't trust any of this. None of it's real.
That's why I only write all of my correspondence by letter.
Smart.
And mail. Yeah. Mm. And I don't even
of your correspondence, Jake.
All of my correspondence.
We actually do this podcast via mail. That's what takes so long to do.
Well, they have to deepfake me into this, so. Okay, so Awen, you are first. You see Leland and Lorelei. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Tell your party to roll better once in a while.
Yeah. Here, I'll roll again.
Hey.
That was less.
I have a high initiative bonus. What do you mean I have to go first?
Yeah, I know. You kind of set that up for yourself.
Yeah, we didn't want to do this.
You can always hold your action.
Awen strolls up. Awen strolls up. Your savior is here, my friends.
How does the monster respond to that?
Oh, I'm not talking to the monster. You think I care about the monster?
Lorelei turns around. Her face is like has a few bruises and like scratches on it. She has like a burn mark on her shoulder. She looks back and she's like, fucking took you long enough.
Sorry, I was talking to my dead father and beating titans left and right. Give me a... I'm sorry, are you fighting a titan right now?
Hmm? I don't know.
Let me tell... Oh, hold on. Guess what? I'm an expert. Let me just take a look-see here. He puts his hands up to his eyes like fake binoculars. No, it's not a titan. So why don't you just take a little bit of a chill pill, huh?
Are you going to help or not, Eowyn?
Yes, Eowyn shoots twice. First attack is an 8 plus 14 for 22 to hit.
That hits.
And a 9 plus 14 for 23 to hit.
All right. And you can add your, you hit on both of those, but you can add your wisdom. This is a Titan creation.
Oh, it is.
We'll say that is part of the Titans.
Okay, so that's a plus 2, so nothing great, but still something.
Still something.
Has it been, so since this has been fighting already, has this enemy been hurt yet?
It has.
It has, so I'll add my D8, and then I would cast my Hunter's Mark as well.
Okay.
So here is my full roll. My full. Oh my lord!
I did 15 damage.
Jake, you're
pretty close.
11 damage.
Oh no!
Luckily, my two hits that hit add 12 to that, so it's 23 total. But my rolls for all for my D10s and 8s and 6, 1, 3, 3, 1, 3.
Oh no.
You'll save you, as I said, you'll save you, Ezra.
I just love the idea of you yelling.
So as I shoot two, like, force arrows, it kind of just, like, dings off of its shoulder, and one, like, hits a toenail of its claws. And I'm like, you're welcome, babe. Here I
That's
am.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is they just skip off of them. fucking Twink. Love the Ranger class, man. Oh, they did such a good job with Damn balancing it. That class. They do
Wait.
So well at high level.
Wait. I can add plus 2 to each of those, Jake. So actually, make it instead plus of 23, four. It's 27. Yo, Savior has arrived, my friends. Hell yeah. The opening salvo from Eowyn really loosens them up for the rest of you guys.
The one that went in the toenail, really, honestly.
Well, it's annoying, right? It's like a hangnail.
Yeah. It's trying to reach over to pick it out. And
good
it's
luck.
Leland's
it's
turn.
It's, yeah, it's just embedded in there, dude. Good luck, dummy.
Oh man, this is great. Hey Matt.
Huh?
Because Rangers are so good at level 20,
yeah.
I would like to remind you that you can add your wisdom modifier to the attack roll or the damage roll.
Ben, I did. Ben, I did.
No. You did. But you did it on both of your attack rolls. And
it's just once per turn.
Once.
So, Jake, take that 27 down to a 25. Yo, Savior has arrived!
That's how good a level 20 ranger is.
7 years of working away at this character has given me 2 attacks for 25 damage, baby.
I think maybe that was the joke all along. I think this is the longest... like planning of a Matt's just like, I'm just gonna make a full level 20 ranger just so I can watch him just fucking fail at the end. I could have multi-classed at any point, but no, for 7 years I'm just gonna eventually get a whole 25 damage.
Hell yeah, baby. Suck on that Titan construct, where the fuck you said.
The abyssal monstrosity. Okay, so it is Leland's turn. He's going to attack.
Like abyssal monstrosity, you know what I mean? Okay, well, see, that's where Eowyn thrives. I feel like that should be some extra damage for that, huh?
That's a little jab. Burn damage right there.
Some cutting.
Oh,
yeah, that's
no.
Absolutely
for hurt
burn
feelings.
Damage. What's wrong, Jake?
You actually hurt Leland's feeling.
What? Why him?
Well, because he rolled a 4 for his first attack for a total of 18, which missed. And then you rolled a crit 1.
Oh, because he was so distracted by the shock and awe that Eowyn unleashed on this creature, right?
yeah. That, you know what? Cool. He saw how deep that he went to go try to shove his spear in the toenail too. Didn't work. Not as good.
Only a level 20 ranger. Only a level 20 ranger can achieve that sort of a feat.
I'll have you know that in Pathfinder, Rangers are actually pretty good.
Well, this ain't Pathfinder.
Nope.
So he goes to strike at the toenail that Eowyn just pried open with his arrow and missed horribly. Leaf, it is your turn.
Great.
Do you want to do 25 damage as well?
I would love to do more than 25 damage.
Okay. Okay. What would you
Let's
like to do?
See, who can I, but only on one person would I like to do this 25 damage, which is the issue. I'm going to cast, Leaf is going to roll up her sleeves again, which is canonically a thing she does now. Go, okay. I got real good spells now. So here it comes. And I'm going to cast Blight on it.
Okay.
He needs to make a con save, which okay. he will fail.
Is this thing made out of rock?
Like rock and fire.
Okay.
Well, it's a 20 crit.
Oh, man. Okay. He still takes half of the damage.
Okay. How much is that?
So I will roll that. 28 halved.
Yay, I did more damage. I did it.
That was just a test to just see what kind of stuff we were working with.
So 14.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A1's in the lead so far with damage output, baby.
This epic final battle.
Maybe I'm not so bad after all.
Catan looks up at the sky and goes, "This is why you can't leave us."
That was just a start.
We're not ready.
Would you like to do anything else, Leaf?
Nope. That's good for now.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's the abyssal monster's turn.
Oh. Oops.
It reaches down and grabs a handful of earth as it rips it off of the ground and ignites it into fire as it chucks it across, flying at Lorelei and Leland. They're going to make a dexterity saving throw because no one else is in the way yet. That is a 3 plus 8 for Leland. That's not going to pass. This is for Lorelei. 17 plus 8. So a lot better. That's a 25.
Got a girl.
Which passes as she adeptly dodges out of the way.
How far away is Leland from me?
That's a good question. I would say, since you guys are yelling out at them, probably within the 30 feet mark.
So you can add plus 4
what does
to
he
that.
Get? Plus 4. He rolled a 3, plus 8, 11, plus 4. No, 15 is still not going to pass.
Okay. Yeah.
And he is going to take some damage. Let me roll this out real quick. That is 5d10. That is 30 points of damage to him and half for Lorelei. They are not looking good, by the way. They are looking pretty hurt, which makes sense considering they've been having a multi-day battle. We now go over to Boral. Boral, what are you wanting to do to this fire abyssal creature that is blocking your way up the mountain?
So I am going to cast... Animate Objects.
A classic.
And I think just for the sake of rolling just so many fucking attacks, I think I want to, because I'm sure there's like boulders and shit everywhere, right? I want two huge boulders. I think that's what this spell allows. It's just two huge boulders. Otherwise, it's like 10 tiny objects. I think two huge. They have 80 hit points. Their armor class or their AC is 10. Attack is a plus 8. They do 2d12 plus 4 damage. Strength of 18. Dex of 6.
Okay. So you put your hands up as two giant boulders rip out of the ground and start to raise up. Okay, don't do the booby
hands. Oh, sorry.
Hands,
right? That's not what I meant.
Stop it. Stop it.
Christy's having PTSD over here.
It's going for me.
That's my sister.
Sorry.
It's my sister.
sister. No.
Sorry, buddy.
Booby cast hands. That spell all the time, guys. It's obnoxious. You should have run out by now.
Success rate really low, let me tell you.
I'll say.
Anyway, Jake, huge objects.
Yeah, so two giant boulders rise off the ground.
And they attack the guy. The thing. The construct.
Monstrosity. Okay. What's...
Do they get a plus those attack rolls? Shit. Yeah. Let's see. I'm sorry. They get a plus 8 to attack. Oof. It's going to be tough rolls. Tough rolls. Tough rolls.
Hey, everyone. It's your favorite player, Matt. And welcome to this week's middle break. All right. I mean, it's kind of at the end of the episode this time, but there really wasn't a better spot for it than now. So welcome to this week's 4/5 break, 75 percentile break. I don't know. I if you can think of a better spot that I could have been in, you know what? I don't care. I don't. What am I going to do? Listen to all you little fools out there. I don't think so. I'm your favorite player, Matt. I am omnipotent. I know all things, including where the middle break should go. You know what else I know? There are a couple things that you can help us do to help our podcast grow. The first thing is subscribe and rate and review to our podcast wherever you get our podcast from. Apple Podcasts and Spotify. There's a couple other podcatchers we're on as well. So whatever podcatcher you use, we're obviously on it because that's where you're listening. Go to that podcatcher, hit the subscribe button, leave us a 5-star review, and write a little synopsis about why you like our podcast so that other people who stumble upon it might think that they would be interested in it too. Also, make sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter at New Crits and on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at New Crits on the Block. We are constantly posting content to those sites. It is one of your best ways to keep up with everything that is happening with the podcast, with our personal lives as well. We've had a couple birthdays here lately. Make sure you've wished those cast members a happiest birthday. Yeah. The best way you can help us there is by taking that content and sharing it to your own feeds, your own stories. It's a small thing, but I promise you, it really goes a long way on helping our podcast get to new viewers and new listeners. Because if you want us to keep doing this, we need to keep growing this podcast. So we need your help to do that. And we would appreciate it so much if you did. One of the ways we like to show that appreciation is we have a Discord. That's right. We have a Discord for all things New Crits, but not all things New Crits. You can go in there, talk to the cast, talk to other fans, talk about the show. But if you just want somewhere to come hang, you know, we got space for that too. It is a safe, inclusive space we have built and cultivated over the last few years. And we are so happy with the community that we have made. Y'all are amazing. So if you haven't joined the fund yet, well, what the heck are you waiting for? Now you might be thinking, well, Matt, I want to help you do all these things, mostly because it's been some people's birthdays, and what a better birthday gift to get than some help. But how do I get to all the places that you just mentioned? Well, from our link tree, of course, linktr.ee/newcrits on the block will get you to all the places that I just mentioned and some places that I didn't have time to mention, linktr.ee/newcrits on the block. It is your central hub for all things New Crits. All right, everyone, let's get you back into this week's episode, or what remains of it, I guess. As you know, we come out with new episodes every single Monday. That ain't stopping anytime soon, so let's get you back into this one. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate y'all so much. We'll see you next week. Until then, be safe out there. Be kind to each other. Be excellent to each other. We love y'all. Bye-bye.
Okay, one attack is a fucking crit fail. Yikes, not doing good here. We're doing great.
D&D.
That is a 12 plus 8 for a dirty 20.
That'll hit.
That'll hit. So that's 2d12 plus... Oh, fuck, where'd I go? 2d12 plus 4. Okay, 2d12. Do-do, boop. 4 is... let's see, 16. That's 20 damage.
Okay, now we're talking. 20 damage.
We're talking.
As you lift these two boulders up, you send them at this abyssal. As the first boulder, the abyssal creature just smashes it into tiny pieces. But as he smashes it, he leaves himself open and gets a face full of rock as the other boulder smashes into his face.
So you they see are. Sorry to interrupt. I mean, they are. Did it do damage while it blocked it? Because it.
No. Okay. Yeah. So he pushed it out of the way. Okay. Yeah. Because he didn't smash it. Because that's right. Because he still holds concentration on them. As he guides it away from his face, not smashing it into 100 pieces because it's not his turn yet. As you see the abyssal like take a few steps back as it's hit in the face by one of your rocks. Do you want to do anything else, Boral?
Probably move behind somebody else.
You all stack behind a Catan.
Single file, everybody.
Catan, it is your turn.
I don't know why you did that, because I'm going to move now.
You are about 30 feet away from the abyssal monster. You have Leland out in front and Lorelei kind of pacing like about 60 feet away, kind of keeping out of reach of the creature while peppering it with arrows.
Catan begins to stride towards the monster as he withdraws the Soulwood sword. I don't know whether or not Frostheart's going to be able to damage this thing. It was more designed for Glace. And as he strides towards the creature, he says, "The two of you, fall back. You've done enough. You've managed to hold it for as long as you have. We need to keep our allies safe. I'll take it from here." And I charge at the creature, and I use my vow on it and attack it twice with my... Let's see, if I use my vow, that's my bonus action. Okay, so for the first attack, 19.
19 total?
Yeah.
That misses.
That's a really strong toenail that thing has.
I tried to warn you guys.
I thought you were pointing at it. It's like, aim here. And for his second attack, better, 24.
That hits.
Okay, very good. And he will roll a, we'll just hit with a big boy. We'll roll fourth level Divine Smite. And then it says I do extra damage if it's an undead or a fiend, but it's not those things.
It is not those
things. Okay, so that is a total of 42 damage.
That's better than everybody else's.
Yeah,
done.
That wasn't that great. but that's what he did.
I mean, you guys did 103 damage this round, so not bad.
Pretty good, I'd say.
Not horrible.
Pretty good.
How did I see Leland respond to me telling him that he should fall back?
You see as he missed his two strikes before, he like jumps back and he kind of goes... and like puts his back towards you as you can see him like catching his breath for a second. And he turns his head, says, "Catan, where's my sister?" Engage while they
what's going on back there, huh?
Oh, so right behind us is a train track where a metro goes by, and when they don't make the stop, that's what happens.
Jake, did you know that you were purchasing or renting a property directly next to a train station?
After Zoe said she was in love with it and she didn't want to go anywhere else. Yes.
Yeah, what are you gonna
it's
do?
Not too bad. It's only like 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock where they don't make the stop, where they're really obnoxious. But otherwise,
it's only that time when I'm sleeping.
I don't sleep at 4 p.m. or 9 p.m.
Oh, p.m. I thought you were going to say
yeah,
a.m.
No,
I was like, that's
train,
terrible.
The last train's at like 10:30, 11.
Okay.
And they start up at like 5 a.m. or something like that, okay, but yeah, you don't really hear them that much.
I thought you were saying 5 a.m. I'm like, that's terrible, actually, unless you wake up at 5
a.m. They do start going at 5, but they make the stop there.
So they only honk, like blow their horn like once or twice.
You're gonna say honk.
Yeah, I didn't say honk.
He's definitely gonna say honk.
Honk.
Okay. But when they go through the station and don't make a stop, they fucking lay on their horn.
Hell yeah.
The whole way through. So
hell yeah. That's fucking pumped for this shit right now.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.